do a good job with, you know, with handling that stuff. And I got full confidence that, you know, they'll get all that stuff done, and it probably won't get to that.
If you missed any of the conversation, you can go back on the live YouTube stream right now and catch up with Kenny Clark on Wilde and Tausch. The full interview also be posted soon on Wisconsin On Demand, Apple, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts. More Wilde and Tausch coming up right now, 100.5 ESPN at Wisconsin On Demand.
Metro Kia of Madison, Madison's trusted Kia dealer. Stop into Metro Kia on the east side of Madison or MetroKiaOfMadison.com.
Pretty woman, walking down the street. Pretty woman, the kind I like to meet. Pretty woman,
o'clock hour of Wilde and Orbison begins now. You know, I understand that it was a little bit of a weird topic that we wound up after I watched Leaving Las Vegas on the actresses who played prostitutes in the movies subject, but we had a Pretty Woman reference yesterday, and now we've had one today.
Yeah.
Did you recently watch Pretty Woman?
No.
Kind of have it on the brain a little bit here.
No, I have not. I first off, I didn't bring up Pretty Woman. You did.
Well, but you brought up, you sang along Pretty Ricky to the theme of Pretty Woman. So, just saying. Julia Roberts, Richard Gere.
Do you think that's her best role ever, or do you think she was better than Erin Brockovich?
Erin Brockovich. Yep.
No.
Yes.
Could disagree more. She was good. I don't want to poo-poo Julia.
Ocean's 11.
I loved her in Ocean's 11, too. I thought she was
Tess.
Great. That's good that you remember that. Tess was one of our great milking cows of all time. We used to keep track of how much milk. Tess, one of the goats when it comes to milk production. Back
she's
on
one
farm.
Of the goats. Some might say she's one
she
of the
was.
Guernseys.
We were Holsteins.
Oh, good to know. So new Holsteins or old Holsteins?
That's a great question. I think old.
Don't buzz me, Jesse. So I want to get back to Kenny Clark as much as I love talking about Davante Adams. And the way he answered my question about his contract.
Oh, I can't wait for the Wilde interpretation.
I wasn't about to give my interpretation. I was going to ask you what you thought
you are.
Of his.
No, you
what
first,
did you think
and then I'll
of
go.
His the way he said?
Well, let's hear the audio first. Let's hear what he said, and then Jason will react, and then I'll react.
I approach it the same every year, man. Like it's. I mean, this is what I love to do. You know what I'm saying? This is what I love to do. It's, I mean, I love football. I love being out there with my teammates. You know, I don't really. I try not to let you know contract talks and all the extra stuff. You know, get into my mind and you know play with my mental. I just go out there and play, man. I love the game. I love being out there with my teammates. You know, I love what you know football has done for me. You know, and my family. So you know, that's just my mentality. You know, whatever happens, it happens. You know, I'm forever grateful, you know what I'm saying, for everything. So I'm just playing ball, man, and I'm excited to get out there with my teammates.
You know the word I never heard him say in there?
Mentals?
No, and mental. I heard him say that. You did too.
I like
it. I never heard him say Packers. I never heard him say I love the Packers.
I knew you'd have an interpretation. I
never heard him say I'm grateful to the Packers. I love playing for the Packers. I never heard any of that.
Nope.
And that was conspicuous in its absence. And I do think he's grateful to the Packers for drafting him and Ted Thompson. Yep. And I think he's grateful for all he's accomplished. And I think he's loved his time in Green Bay. But he did not sound like someone who thought that the Green Bay Packers were working toward extending him and keeping him here for another contract based on the things he talked about that he loved, that he loved playing with his teammates, that he loves the game of football, that he loves what football has done for him. That, I thought, was interpretively very interesting to me. Now, that doesn't mean that something might happen or won't happen, and he might be back for a third contract with the Packers. But with the increasing numbers that are being paid now to defensive tackles that we saw in the offseason, and the fact that Kenny himself said, we got a lot of guys, right? You drafted Devontae Wyatt, so you would have some options to perhaps replace your 2016 first-round pick with a 2022 first-round pick. I just did not find that answer to be, if you were hoping he would say something that would give you, if you're a Kenny Clark fan, if you own a 97 jersey, and you're hoping he is one of those Mark Tauschers, Donald Drivers, Leroy Butlers, who never plays for another organization, I didn't think that answer increased my expectation that he spends his entire career in Green Bay. Fair?
Yeah, I did not. Yeah, no, I think it's very fair, and that's why I was curious your reaction, because I didn't get as in-depth as you did there with what he said, but what he didn't say is, we're working on it. If things were progressing, you would think, again, you can keep that as private as you want, and you should.
Sure.
But if you'd sensed that there were things heading in the right direction, you'd probably sound a little bit more optimistic about it. You wouldn't just give... Not that that's a canned answer, but my teammates and everything else. So I think looking at it, if T.J. Slayton gets a new deal, they drafted Lucas Van Ness, been raving about him, Carl Brooks. You know, Kenny went through the whole list of everybody, which was great.
He did, yes.
He wanted to make sure everybody got their glaze,
Hey, I thought we agreed we weren't doing that.
You're the one that went back to it. We're going to be talking about Quick Trip in a little bit, Glazers, Dunkers, the whole deal. But in this case, I think the Packers have made a pretty concerted effort. It ain't going to be easy to get a second deal, and it's going to be almost, unless you're taking a lower than market rate on by a large scale, we're just not going to be interested in a ton
of older players,
guys that are heading into their third
deal.
I just think that is – Goody said that without saying it with your one-and-a-half re-signs. I mean, he brought that up unprompted, as you mentioned. The philosophy of the Green Bay Packers is going to be young, 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 young. We're going to pay really elite core players, and we're going to pay them till they're 28, 29, and then unless it's a quarterback or a place kicker, we're going to probably try and go young, and we think that the difference in talent with the amount of money that you're going to be paying, it's going to be worth it. That is the strategy. So we will pay big on your second deal. And then that's it. And Kenny Clark's going to be wrapping up his second deal. So does that mean he won't come back? I'm guessing it will be they'll do what they did with Micah Hyde and Josh Sitton and TJ Lang and say, play this year out, and then we'll kind of see what the market holds. And if it's like an A.J. Dillon situation where you don't get that Bonco contract and you want to finish your career, great. Kenny Clark will be in a position he'll be able to get a ton of money if he stays healthy heading into being 29 years old. And I just don't envision the Packers wanting to or going in that direction. So if they can get Kenny to take a below market deal sometime in August or September, great. We'll be more than happy to have you, but we ain't paying the freight. That's just not the mentality. And I said that in April and in May, and my mind has not changed when it's July and in August.
Is that the right decision?
I don't know. I understand it, and I think there's always going to be exceptions to the rule. Devontae, I think, would have been had he taken the lesser deal, but he's a Hall of Fame player. Kenny Clark is a really good player. I don't think he's going to be. He will be a Packer Hall of Famer, no doubt, a regular Hall of Famer. It gets tough as you get older. They paid David Bakhtiari, and I think they wish
they regretted it.
Obviously,
no doubt. Yep.
I think as they change their philosophy on preseason play after Jordy blew his knee out, I think they've looked at this David Bakhtiari situation, and he is a potential Hall of Fame player. And I think they're saying, and especially with the success of the youth movement from last year, Goody's chest might even be a little more swole. And he might be saying, you know what, I love Kenny, but I can find me another Kenny. And if Devontae Wyatt pops, we'll pay Devontae maybe less than what we'd have to pay Kenny. I think Kenny is a really good football player. I think this will be his last year in Green Bay, though. I do.
All right. We're going to play a little Gutnader game next. There's not many guys that are in the same area on this roster or similar area to where Kenny is. None of them as experienced as him. He's the most longest tenured player on the roster now. But not many guys who are in a second contract now that you would ask about the possibility of a third contract. But there's a couple, and I want to ask you about them. I want to ask you about them coming up after you get done telling us about your love of Glazers and Dunkers and smoothies and For Reals and the chicken and the breakfast at Quick Trip.
Breakfast sandwiches and the coffee and the Coca-Cola. And, man, would you just look outside? Summer weather's here. Means I'm getting out the grill as much as I can. Sure, you got the regular burgers, dogs, which, of course, you can get at your local Quick Trip. But you know where my bread is buttered? Bratwurst! I love getting some brats on the grill, and you can hear that sizzle. Get over to Quick Trip right now. Get your brats. Five-count package of brats from the Quickery. It's just $2.99. Five brats, $3. That's a steal. And you pair those brats with the fresh brat buns from the Quickery as well, and you can enjoy. Stop in today or order ahead using your Quick Rewards app. Pick up the order in-store or get it brought out curbside. If you do this curbside thing and order ahead, you end up getting a ton of visits. It's another thing that the Quick Rewards app has to offer. Brats and buns can be in your hands like that. I can already taste it. But wait, there's more, because with Quick Trip, there's always more deals. Get jumbo onion, baked potatoes, bananas, 29 cents a pound. Nature's Touch block cheese, 2 for $4. And assorted Don's pizzas, 4 for $10. 12-ounce coffee, smoothie drinks, just $1.49. And Dunkers to go with it, 6 for $2.99. What is not a deal at Quick Trip? That's the question I have. Head over to Quick Trip right now. Download the Quick Rewards app today and sign up to earn those rewards on every trip you go.
Wait, you got that open out? Hey, can you see if my turkey and Swiss on cranberry bread is on sale right now? That's my favorite sandwich. That's what I always get. I'll let you take a look during the break. I didn't mean to put you on the spot there, but that's my go-to sandwich when I'm there.
Well, of course, the Coca-Cola pull tab game that Jesse's been
I played yesterday,
still there too. It is an assortment of entertainment and deals, and it's just the best. It is.
Jesse's playing right now. Now I have to play too because Jesse's playing. Jesse, what'd you get?
Free egg roll today. Heck yeah.
Wow.
Look at that. Egg rolls, baby.
Egg rolls for free.
I got my free string cheese yesterday. Today I got an extra bonus entry into the grand prize drawing, which I'm probably not even eligible for because of our partnership with Quick Trip, which we appreciate. All right, I want to get to a couple of players that are...
Quick question. If you win that, and you win the $250K,
yeah,
do you say deuces to take the $250?
No, I'm still going to work. Now, are you saying I have to quit my job in order to get the $250? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, we could rehire you in like 3 months. Take a 3 month hiatus, cash the $250.
Are you and Jesse ready to do 3 months of shows together? I know you love Jesse, and so do I.
Yeah.
But the one week
how
you guys
is
spent together,
available?
Jesse's shaking his head no.
I'd be fine with it. Look at Jesse's so scared. Jesse, you're soft.
An hour and a half car ride the other day was more than enough.
Oh, sick bird.
What does that
though?
Mean? We had a great car ride, Jesse. A fantastic car.
And then Tausch drove your car back for you from the back seat like Hightower, and you rode back with Matty Hayes. It all worked out for everybody.
I wanted to. He wouldn't do it.
Yeah, it didn't work out. By the way, Jesse, I just wanted to tell you, I delivered birthday gifts. I have your Christmas present already in my possession, and I will go out on a limb as good as, because this is, you know me, this is one of the things I'm most proud of. I think I'm a really good gift giver. As good as the J.R. Ewing oil t-shirt is that Tausch got, I think this could be the greatest gift I have ever gotten for anyone.
Wow.
Like, I gotta be honest. Would you be willing?
Tease
like we've
it.
Got we've
Tease
got the
out.
We've got the ESPN Madison golf outing coming up, right? At Bishop's Bay.
Bishop's Bay. August 5th.
There is part of me, would you be willing to accept your Christmas present early instead of waiting until Christmas? I'm proud of some gifts I've gotten for Paul and the girls. Tausch, he's got that great shirt from the Oregon Trail game. Now he's got the J.R. Ewing thing. He's got his little hanging thing to put on his wall now. All he needs is Badger football and his dog, so get the damn dog already. But this trumps them all. I think this could be the greatest gift I've ever found for anyone. So should I bring it on August 5th, and then on Christmas you won't get a present?
That's okay. Yep, let's do it.
All right, I'm good, because I don't think I could wait until Christmas. I can't wait a whole football season. We will not discuss Christmas presents on July 18th. We will discuss other players that are approaching Kenny Clark's status of a third contract, and will they get one? There's two guys I have in mind already. I will ask Tausch about both of them next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Jesse, admit it, you're racking your brain now trying to figure out what this gift might be.
I'm thinking an Aiden O'Connell jersey.
It's not an Aiden O'Connell jersey.
Okay.
No.
Right.
You keep working on it, though. Keep working on it. All right. There's a couple of players, and really just a couple, that are even approaching Kenny Clark. Will they get a third contract status? And by my own admission, these are stretches. The first one is the one that Tausch mentioned, and that is Elgton Jenkins. Elgton Jenkins is 28 years old, same age as Kenny Clark, drafted three drafts after him. But he is entering the 2024 season at age 28, and he has two more years remaining on his deal. This year, he is counting $14.4 million against the cap. Next year, he is counting $17.6 million against the cap. And the final year of his deal is 2026. His cap number for that year is $24.8 million. To your point about David Bakhtiari, Elgton Jenkins did tear an ACL a couple years ago, but he's a guy that they view as a potential Hall of Famer.
He's like a beast.
Some might say directly to him if given the opportunity. As great as he is, Davante Adams is a potential Hall of Famer. They didn't want to pay him. They traded him. David Bakhtiari is a potential Hall of Famer. They did pay him. They regretted it. Elgton Jenkins, how do you decide? You don't have to decide now. But if you were guessing, does he get a third contract for the Green Bay Packers? If you just had a guess today on July 18th, the year of our Lord 2024, does he get a third contract from the Packers?
Here is a bold prediction, and I don't know when we're doing bold-a-thon. Sometime in August, we'll do our bold-a-thon.
Mm-hmm. Demoski-a-thon.
And yeah. I won't be able to do this, even though I want to. Elgton Jenkins, you said he has 2 years left after this year.
Yes. 25 and 26.
Okay, so he's going to play this year out. He's going to be the left guard. And this next upcoming offseason, he is going to sign a 4-year extension that will pay him as one of the top centers in the NFL. And he will finish his career as the center for the Green Bay Packers. That's what I think is going to happen.
Okay.
So they won't wait 2 more years. I think they'll use the last 2 years on a deal that is undervalued for him already. I think he's under $20 million a year, and we just saw the kid from Whitewater, Quinn Miners, just got 20 a year. And I don't think Elgton Jenkins is making 20 a year, is he?
He's not. No, his contract,
so
4 years, $68 million extension.
That will lead to some consternation with Elgton and his team. So he'll play this year out, and then I don't declare it because I'm not declaring it. I do believe that he will be your starting center, and they'll re-up him for a 4-year deal, and that will conclude the Elgton Jenkins portion of the Packers offseason. That's what I think will happen.
Okay. That doesn't guarantee that he will finish his career as a Packer, though, the parameters of that contract. Fair? I mean, that doesn't ensure anything.
Oh, he can be like David Boxer. Everything crazy stuff can happen, right, as we all know. Elton could have a bad year, and the Packers could say, you know what, Elton, I don't think you're worth 18. I don't think that will happen, but those are all things that are in play when you're dealing with not a lot of guaranteed money left. Things become dicier.
All right. Next guy that is in the same spot as Elgton Jenkins in terms of having two more real years left on his contract. Now, this guy also has a void year in 2027. But he signed a four-year, $84 million extension. This year, his cap number is $23.98 million. Next year, his cap number is $25.9 million. And in 2026, the last true year of his deal, his cap number is $27.9 million. His name is Jaire Alexander. Jaire Alexander is 27 years old. He, by all accounts, again, he has to prove it, but he's turned over a new leaf after last year's season of discontent. But he's the next guy that would be in this category of third contract or no. My inclination is no on this one. What is yours?
Yeah, circle gets the square. Yeah, I'm not extending Jaire. He has a great year. I'll let him just continue to play on this deal, which will get less cumbersome. There'll be less guarantees, and you can get out if he has some issues that he's unhappy about, and he wants to captain a team that he's not been elected as a captain.
Mm-hmm.
They just won't do it. So I don't think there'll be a case where he's going to be 30 years old and the Packers are going to say, this young corner over here, Sauce Gardner, just signed a $35 million a year deal. Let's give Jaire that. Ain't going to happen, Captain.
According to Spotrac, they have a, as he likes to call it, potential out after this season. If they were to move on from him for whatever reason, I'm not saying they will.
Well, I hope he – listen, the ideal thing for Packer fans is he balls out.
Correct.
He's depoy-ish again. Mm-hmm. And we just play his deal out. I think I'd be fine with that. Now, Jaire and his team,
I don't know if he'd be
year.
Fine with it. Yeah.
He won't be. And that's where – that's the beauty.
Yeah, and that's basically the list. I mean, if I'm trying to play this game with another player, I have to go to Rashawn Gary, who has
it's
3 more years after this year on his deal.
He's got to have a big year. Listen, here's the deal, and this is where the Packers are at. Their policy and how they approach things works. They will continue to do that. Preston Smith, they have gotten at less and more incentives his last couple years. He took a pay cut last year. He's a really good, solid veteran. I think they like him. But if it was ever to the point where they'd have to pay him what the market would dictate, he would not be here.
Right.
He wouldn't have been here this year. They were able to maneuver and get some things done that will give him opportunities to earn money. But they want to go young when they can. And by all accounts, that's the way you should go in this league. They went old. They got that old year in 2020. They made that push.
Mm-hmm.
And slowly but surely since, and when the Rodgers decision happened, it was, let's go. And the success that they had last year just completely, I think, validated how Goody looks at things. And he ain't
going
to change.
Much. Yeah.
He ain't going to change. And I don't think he should.
It's a young man's game, from what I hear. It's
That's
an old golf course.
Yep.
It's a young man's game, but it's an old golf course, a historic golf course, the birthplace of golf in Wisconsin, and they've got what Tausch calls a beautiful tree that was struck by lightning on Easter or Good Friday or whatever it was. It's Loch LaBelle.
God bless that tree, and God bless you for getting down to play golf at Club at Loch LaBelle. It is the birthplace of golf in Wisconsin, a rich history that you feel once you arrive, and man, love the course. Get out there. We just went down there. We played. You know, beautiful scenery. Then they had the big, beautiful wedding over to the right. And we sat down, had great, like, some appetizers, some great food, had some Coors Lights. They had the great putting course. Event space that you can have a meeting at, and then the beautiful part about it again, you're not having a 2-3 hour drive home. 45 minutes to an hour, depending on where you're at, Madison or Milwaukee. Get down there, you play, you enjoy the day, and then you head home. A historic past that meets a vibrant future. Head over to club@lachlabelle.com to start your journey today.
Whoa, Nelly is next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Nelly.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rucker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Whoa, Nelly!
On Wilde and Tausch.
This gift you're getting, it's not a, like, clown costume, is it?
Jesse, I think you'll really like it. And I'm not being facetious. I love that I'm in your head now, though. This
not wearing
is great.
A clown costume.
It is not a clown costume.
Whoa, Nelly!
Bucks news yesterday after the show. Chris Middleton undergone arthroscopic surgeries on both ankles in the offseason. Expected to be ready for the start of the season. Sham Sharanya, Eric Name of The Athletic on the case. What do you make of the Chris Middleton ankle arthroscopic surgery, both ankles, this offseason? What do you make of that?
He's breaking ankles.
Listen, Chris Middleton is underrated. He is a Bucks Hall of Famer. His numbers will be hoisted at the Fiserv Forum. Old T's going to win his bet with Romy on that one. And he can still play when he's healthy. We saw that in the postseason. He carried the Milwaukee Bucks to an overtime. He ended up getting beat. But he's still a good player. He's just limited. He can't play D like he used to. He can't log the big minutes. He's not going to be playing in 70 or 75 games. Find a way to get him as healthy as possible to make this last push with this group of guys. And then I think that's going to be a rap sheet. Like, that's where I think we're at with Chris Middleton. So, really good player. I think he can still be a big-time contributor, but he's getting old. I mean, that's how the world works. He's getting old. He's breaking down a little bit more each and every time. He's still an incredible mid-range, scorer. But if you're banking on him being one of your core guys week in, week out in this league, I think you're going to be disappointed.
So, do they need a third option who is younger and more capable?
I don't think that's available at this point.
I don't think so either.
You need to get him. He needs to have a decent regular season on a limited basis and needs to be a third option in the playoffs consistently.
Mm-hmm.
One of these young guys got to help bring these old guys to the playoffs. Get them there. Log a bunch of minutes. Take nights off. Upset our fan base because Middleton ain't playing and Giannis ain't playing and Dame ain't playing on a December game against the Nuggets and have old T come out and say, oh, I got tickets because I wanted to see you and these guys didn't show up. Hey, tough break, old T. Tough break, Sid. Tough break, Maddie. But you know what? We're going to be healthy in April. And if that's the case, I'm on board.
I know I'm going to regret asking this. Tough break, Romy. Who do you have a friendly wager with on his
I'm not going to put his business on the streets, but
didn't you make this an entire topic one day? You did put his business on the street.
Yeah, but I didn't put his full name out there.
Romy.
Over a course light or two. Romy.
Is not Jim Rome, not Romeo Dobbs.
And he was all in
not the Montagues.
He actually was talking about Middleton. It was over the NBA first round when the Pacers were playing the Bucks. We were having this discussion. And he also thinks that Tiger Woods is going to win another major. And I said, come on now. Come on, man. So, may have been a couple too many Coors Lights, sir, for old boy, but he made just, a couple of wagers that I feel like...
It's just hard to keep. It's hard to keep track. It's there's Strummy and Schleppy and Hatch.
You don't need to keep track.
And,
you don't need to keep track.
Baby Fresh and the
Big Baby Fresh.
Could Romy and the Big O team up to be Romeo?
That's a really good question.
That was good.
They know each other, so they could.
And you're the glue that holds all these nicknames together.
No glue. It's
Whoa, Nelly.
Whoa, Nelly.
You're a glue guy.
Sounds like they're held together by Coors Light, really.
Well, that's true. That's a key ingredient.
So Randall Cobb is apparently not actually retiring, like we said earlier in the show. The reports are now coming out 2 hours later that he has not retired officially from the NFL. He's just going into broadcasting and leaving the door open to still return if the price is right.
Here's the deal. And Randall Cobb, again, by all accounts, great guy. The league retires about 95% of guys.
Including you.
Now, 100% me. Randall Cobb would have been retired if it wasn't for one of the all-time great friend moves in the history of friendship. Like, it is.
I agree.
Aaron Rodgers' friendship to Randall Cobb. Randall Cobb, thanks his lucky stars, he got two and maybe three more years of football. Definitely back in Green Bay. But with the Jets, too, he should thank his lucky stars. That is one of the all-time... You're talking about LeBron getting his kid. Family's different. Kids, like you're going to do everything for your kids.
Sure, yeah.
For friends, there's friends that I don't even know if I'll go pick up something at Quick Trip if they ask. I probably will if I'm there, but am I going out of my way?
Order ahead.
This guy went and said, I'm doing this for you, or I think Randall Cobb was probably on the SEC Network last year for sure, and maybe 2 years ago. I don't think people were clamoring to have Randall Cobb on their football team outside of Aaron Rodgers. So, do I think he has an opportunity to play in the NFL again? Maybe. If Aaron pushes.
Is it only with
otherwise,
the Jets? Is it the Jets or bust for Cobb this year?
I think Cobb will do a great job and is going to be really good on TV, radio, whatever roads he picks. He'll be really good. And that's what will be happening, would be my guess.
I am reviewing the text I sent him in the commercial break that he responded to. I'm really happy that I did not choose to use the word retirement, which I don't know why I didn't. But now, in retrospect, I feel really good about not having included that specific
word.
So
the new word, I think I've told you this, there's no retirement as a professional athlete. It's rewirement.
What?
You need to rewire your brains. Guys aren't retiring at 30 years old and just going to go play canasta and shuffleboard. Okay? You rewire your mindset. It's not about a retirement. It's about a rewirement.
I don't think that's going to catch on, bud.
Said it 100 times. I haven't said
right.
it enough.
It hasn't caught on. Case in point.
Congratulations to Randall Cobb on his rewirement.
Yeah.
That's like he's going to rewire how he thinks.
It's like Bisaccia with the Wii fence. No one is calling special teams outside of the building Wii fence. You're not seeing Domofsky use it.
What did he call gunners that weren't gunners anymore? What did he call when you couldn't use any?
Flyers. Like, flyers.
Oh, my God. Hey, what's that formation when they snap the football like 4 or 5 yards back because you can't say shotgun?
Well, it's not
what
the shotgun, and it's not the pistol either. I don't know what we call it. This reminds
me. Now, what are
me,
they? Everything. So Rich Bisaccia gets a head coaching job only under center. You can only go under center because he didn't want to do anything else, right?
This is like that time that thing from PETA about.
Come on, man.
About
feeding a fed horse.
Yes, exactly. That was the example I was going to use. Whoa, Nelly.
When Rich Bisaccia gets to be 65 and thinks that he's had enough, I don't know how old he is.
I think he's 64. He might be 65.
So is he going to have a rewirement party, renting out a hall or something? Or what's the stat? Like, if Judy at the office decides she's going to hang it up after a long run, is that the rewirement?
Some people are going to retire. like, no, some people will retire when they're in their 60s and 70s. 30-year-old people don't retire. They rewire.
Yeah. Rich Bisaccia turned 64 on June 3rd.
Turns or turns?
Turned. He turned.
So next year 64. He could be having a rewirement party.
Rewirement party. That's not... That is going to catch on about as much as feed a fed horse. Feed a fed horse. And if that horse has been fed too much, that horse might be Fortrea eligible for some of their tests that they want to run. Right?
Indeed. Fortrea has got all kinds of studies for you. To make a little extra spending cash, head over to FortreaClinicalTrials.com. Healthy adults ages 18 to 65, body mass index of 18 to 34, study. And this is the beautiful part about Fortrea, what they do. It's not, oh, you have to do 15 days. Oh, you have to do 8 days. No. Different variants in studies with how much you get paid. This one overnight stay, 10 follow-ups. Three little phoners, Jason. Just grab your little celly. Get on there with the phoners.
Selly.
Grab yourself $6,805 for your time and participation. Another study, once they have 16 nights with a follow-up call, grab yourself $8,075 for your time and participation. Head to FortreaClinicalTrials.com. That's Fortrea, F-O-R-T-R-E-A, clinicaltrials.com.
We'll wrap things up next. It's Will Dean Tausch.
Like, share, and follow ESPN Madison everywhere. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok for more great content from ESPN Madison. This is 100.5 ESPN and Wisconsin On Demand.
All right, we're out of time, so... Thanks to Evan Cohen. Thanks to Kenny Clark. Thanks to Tausch, who I think on Monday left the show early and went into Jesse's producing room thinking the show was already over when it wasn't.
Wow. Thanks for sticking around.
Yeah, you're welcome, fellas.
We'll have to hold off on your rewirement party. We will do it again tomorrow. Thanks for coming along for the ride with us. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on Wisconsin On Demand.